Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. The final hour of the program. So much to do, so little time. And including in about 30 minutes, we'll hear an interview. Mike Jones, who's the USA Today NFL columnist, will finish up on football. And a lot of stuff to talk about, TJ, because it was a crazy, wacky Sunday in the NFL. A lot of teams who we thought on the schedule had some easy wins to take care of, didn't get it done. But there was one team we thought, all right, they're probably going to get a win. They need to. No Kyler Murray, right? The Arizona Cardinals are coming to San Francisco or Santa Clara. Where is it? Santa Clara, about 4 hours from San Francisco. I don't know how far. It's about an hour and a half or
so. Yeah, it's about 45 minutes.
That's with no traffic, right? And that's never happened.
Exactly.
But anyway, instead, the 49ers lose again. TJ, they have now lost 11 of their last 12 at home. And other than that one year, and I know I'm saying other, they when they made it to the Super Bowl, right, and lost in the Super Bowl, other than that, Kyle Shanahan, and I know he's got the family name and NFL lore and all that, he's been a disaster as far as he's the genius. That's what they call him, right? The offensive genius. They're not winning in San Francisco. Anybody else, there aren't too many head coaches who could lose 11 out of 12 at home and be okay. Right? There's just not many. And the 49ers have now lost, you ready, TJ? 8 straight home games, including 0-4 to start this season. What do you make of Kyle Shanahan. And here it is, outside of that 1 year, 2019, right? That great year they had. Shanahan has a 19-37 record as an NFL head coach. And if you include that year they went to the Super Bowl, his record is now 32-39. Hardly anything spectacular. The team doesn't know what they're doing. Is it Garoppolo? Is it Lance? So they're all over the place. Even like Joe Montana has criticized like the direction of the team, players not knowing, you know, who's the quarterback, what the direction is of the team. What do you make of Kyle Shanahan? Because I'm going to tell you, along with blowing two Super Bowls, because I do blame him for blowing the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl. TJ, you remember Julio Jones made a great catch on third down. You remember that? Set him up first and goal, first and 10 at the 22.
Run the ball, game over.
Dude, you don't even have to be a football coach. Am I right, TJ? You run the ball three times, you kick a field goal, you're up by 11, ball game, Super Bowl. Instead, they're passing, they get a sack, they get a holding penalty. What were they doing? That's Kyle Shanahan trying to be cute, showing everybody how smart he is, all right, instead of adapting and figuring out how to finish a game off. Then the Super Bowl are up by 10 with about 8 minutes to go. They're running the football, TJ, like crazy. Now they start to throw the ball at the end of the game. And it doesn't work out. They lose that Super Bowl. Where are you? Because you know what, TJ? If it was anybody else with a different last name, they might be fired by now. I would fire Kyle Shanahan. I don't think he's good enough, and I don't think the 49ers are going to turn around under him. I'm looking at that year that he had, and they got to the Super Bowl as an anomaly, not what normally happens for him, because it's been terrible in San Francisco.
The problem is they have high expectations. They failed to meet them. And so when you go into each season and your expectations, I mean, the talk of this before this season was, man, the NFC West is going to be tough. You could see all four teams winning that division. You got this, the Niners, and this. And they just fail to reach the expectations that they have for themselves and others place on them. And they'll point, oh, we've had injuries and guys have been.
It's called the NFL. Everybody has injuries.
Exactly. But Kyle Shanahan has been thought of as this offensive wonder kid, and his run game and his misdirection, he does a really good job with that. But there comes a point in time where accountability has to take place. And so when guys get hurt, somebody has to step in and make it happen. You draft Trey Lance, he's not ready to play. Okay. And you know what was a train of thought also was, oh, when he has Jimmy G, they win, and they win a lot. He has Jimmy G this year, I believe. Jimmy G's missed one game.
And They're not winning.
And so they have to figure this out, because you can't just keep making excuse after excuse when your expectations are high. Be accountable for what's going on. And – Whose head rolls first, so to speak? Is it his or is it John Lynch's? Because they're in this together. I know, believe it was last year or the year prior, they both signed 6-year contract extensions, so that they're married together in this.
Which is ridiculous. I know you get to Super Bowl.
But they wanted wanted some cohesiveness. They wanted the GM and the coach to be tied in together for the long haul.
But 6 years is a long time in football, just like they gave John Gruden a 10-year contract. That's unheard of, TJ. You know, like 3 or 4 years, let's see where it's going, where you lock somebody in, and now you can't make a move. You know why? Because you owe them too much money.
But
you don't want to cut them.
They were riding high with Jim Harbaugh. And then when they let Jim Harbaugh go, it was that defensive line coach. I can't think of his name right now.
Tom Asula.
And then they let him go. And then they went and got Chip Kelly. That's when he had Kaepernick. And so you go those 3 straight years, you go from Harbaugh to Tom Asula to Chip Kelly.
Right.
And then you get Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan does well. So, okay, we're going to have a consistent head coach that's going to be here. We're going to match this contract with the GM. They're locked in. Oh, wow. They're not winning now. And so Kyle Shanahan has to be accountable for that, because when they were winning, he was receiving all the praise for his creativeness.
Thank you.
He was receiving all these accolades for how good he was as a coach. And so the saying goes, you can't grin when you win and sing the blues when you lose. You got to take them both. And the 49ers are going to have to turn this around, or Kyle Shanahan, like any other coach that we thought was a great coach, he's going to have to move on to another team and show that he's a great coach elsewhere if they can't figure this out and turn it around.
Yeah, I'm with you. And that's the other part is, you can't just be, it's about you when you win, and then when you lose, you say, well, we had injuries, or the players aren't doing their part. You know what I mean? So when the players were playing well, you got credit, right?
So, you know what's going to hurt them though, Rob?
What's that?
Where'd they draft Trey Lance at this year? Third pick, right?
Yep.
What did they do to go get Trey Lance? They gave up
the future.
They gave up picks to go get him. So it's not like they can draft guys and get guys that they got to do with what they have, or they got to go sign free agents.
That's where they're in the
hole. Because they gave up the future, so to speak,
right,
for Trey Lance. So they got to go get it.
TJ, you know, in the NFL, man, you got to win at home. How in the world could people accept in San Francisco? They've lost 8 straight and 11 of 12. I mean, that's Jacksonville Jaguars, Detroit Lions stuff. Am I right? Like you, that can't be acceptable. Can the 49ers and their fan base act like it's not going on and just ignore it? Say they don't win a game this year at home. You think he's going to survive?
But when you look at it, Rob, and everybody, it's a quarterback-driven league. This league is, if you have a quarterback, you look at their division. Who's the worst quarterback in the division? It's by a long shot. It's a long shot. I mean, we're all taking Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, and your favorite QB, Matthew Stafford, over Jimmy G. Are we not?
No, I agree. I agree with that.
Are we not? And so they got to figure this out, because, again, they don't have the draft picks to bring young talent in. They got to go free agency, or they have to develop the guys that they have, or just hope that Trey Lance develops during this season and the offseason to where he can be that quarterback. Now, he's on a rookie contract. You can get rid of Jimmy G. Now you have some money where you can go get some free agents. So it's there's a way. There's a path to doing this. It's all going to really depend on, is Trey Lance ready where they can get rid of Jimmy G? And is Kyle Shanahan going to go back to what a lot of people believe and think he is, a great offensive coach?
Am I crazy when I talk about he lost 2 Super Bowls or not?
No.
I didn't like the coaching in both of those Super Bowls. I just didn't.
Honestly, man. You literally thought that Falcons game was like, oh, this is over.
Over.
Julio got the catch. Just run the ball.
That was a great catch. Do you remember that on third down?
You can put that on Shanahan because he's the play caller.
Right.
But Dan Quinn, you got to get on that headset
and say,
wait,
3 running plays up the middle.
You don't say that. You hear that play call, timeout.
Yep.
Run the ball.
You're right, because he has to hear it.
Once you hear that play call, timeout, run the ball. Simple.
Period.
Because that, in essence, ends the game. You call a timeout and you tell him to run the ball.
They left time for Tom Brady. They could have run the ball the play clock. TJ, I'm not a football coach. You gotta let the clock run down until like 1-2 seconds, right? If you do that on every one, not only do you score the field goal, but you also would have wiped out time if you did that. Go back and look. There were times where they were taking a snap with 15 seconds left on the play clock. Why would you do that?
Man, it's one of those, and when you have that hovering over you, as we're discussing this now, you can't go do it again, which he did.
Yep.
And now be having these, Brandon Ayuk, great rookie season. really good. Would have broken the 49ers rookie record had he not had an injury the last few games of the season. And he's a first-round pick, and he comes back this year, and he's splitting time. He's barely playing. He's not even contributing. It's like, huh?
Crazy.
Where does this come from? That's the coaching. And so I don't know what's going on up there, but John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, when they signed those six-year contract extensions, they were being praised for what they've done. Now they need to accept accountability for what they have not done.
No doubt. All right, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. That's right. Should Kyle Shanahan be on the hot seat in San Francisco? I think he should be out. He should be Rice-a-roni in San Francisco to me, and that ain't a treat. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today, and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It is the iCouple. Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And we do want to hear from you about Kyle Shanahan and the terrible job he's doing in San Francisco. I think if his last name wasn't Shanahan and he didn't have a ridiculous six-year contract, he might be fired because it's bad that they've lost 11 of 12, 8 straight at home, 11 of 12 overall at home. It's bad, TJ. So I want to hear what people have to say.
We got a caller from up that way, close enough. Sean in Sacramento, talk to us.
My uncle from another mother, and who's, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
Man, doing great. Sean, you?
I'm lovely, Uncle. I'm lovely. You know, I'm a little richer betting on them dogs yesterday, man. Probably the only man in America to hit on Atlanta, the Broncos, and Jacksonville all on one ticket.
Wow.
Hey,
no, you
I tagged you on that post, Uncle. I tagged you on that post.
What'd
bet $12, won $214.
What'd you make? How much did you make?
Bet $12, won $214.
Wow. You're the only one, man. Everybody else took a bath. I can't believe it.
It was a bad day for everybody but Vegas yesterday, man. But my take real quick, man, is, look, man, it's a lot of delusional fans up this way, Brett, talking about, oh, it's Jimmy's fault. It's Jimmy's fault. Bro, this the man that chose Jimmy. They mortgaged part of the future on Jimmy, too. They gave him the richest contract, putting the whole future on this man. And now they're ready to blame everything on him. You got to look at everything that's going on up there, man. It's not just what's going on with the offense. The defenses look terrible, too. Guys like Bosa, guys like, what's his name in the secondary, they just can't hold guys like this. They did in the past. And I feel like you got to put Shanahan and John Lynch in the same boat, and it might be time for a new regime change up there.
No doubt. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, people don't want to see that. They don't want to say that because of the promise that he showed early on. But
that's been years ago now. I mean, let's be honest.
Your record is
what it says.
Or you are what your record is. Yeah, I mean, that's what it happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. Others have been fired for less.
Yes.
And so it will be interesting. I don't see it happening.
How about
happening,
Jim Caldwell in Detroit? Would they take him back now, TJ?
Oh, man. 9-7 wasn't enough.
Remember what they said? Wasn't good enough. Remember that? That was Bob Quinn was the general manager of the Lions. Wasn't good enough. They made the playoffs and lost. He said it wasn't good enough.
Hey, where's
and then
Bob
Matt
Quinn
Patricia
at now?
Came in. Yeah, where is he? And Matt Patricia he brought in.
It's really crazy that 9-7 wasn't good enough in he barely won 9 games the entire year. Tenure there.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, they ran him out of town, couldn't wait. 877 99 on Fox if you want to join in on the Shanahan talk.
We got my guy, Andre, in Massachusetts. Dre, what's up, man?
What's going on, TJ? What's going on, Rob? Shout out to the Lemon Pepper Parlay.
Yes, sir.
Bringing the heat, you know, this time of year. But, TJ, you're 100% right, you know, to quote the great Bill Parcells. You are what your record says you are. You know, and looking at the San Francisco 49ers, you done lost five of the last six games. You're not scoring the football. Shanahan, you're supposed to be this offensive, you know, guru. You score 17 points, 18 points, 10 points, 21 points. And so, you know, I think it's 100% right, you know, that he is, you know, he's getting a little bit of pass based on this legacy and based on this idea of greatness. We're dealing with a comparable thing here in New England, even though the Patriots, you know, have kind of bounced back, you know,
they're
when they were losing.
They're doing all right now. They're doing all right.
Yeah, they're doing all right now, but a lot of us were questioning why Stephen Belichick getting all of this, you know, why is he in this role at this particular point in time, you know, being unproven? That's kind of been kicked to the back burner because the Patriots have showed well. But again, back to Kyle Shanahan, it's been now 2 years since you were close to getting over the hump. You know, and in these last 2 years, you've been middling. Last year, something of a rebuilding year, but no, now you go ahead, you get that number three pick. You know, he's supposed to show promise and have been the guy. So you have pieces that you could be utilizing, and it's not materializing. So I do agree he does need to feel a lot more of the pressure, and he's kind of getting he's kind of skating free based on the legacy of his dad's success and the, you know, the almost success that he had, you know, obviously in Atlanta and with San Francisco. He's got to get this thing turned around. You know, he's not at the same level, what I will say, he's not at the same level as a Sean McVay, somebody who's not a legacy but has shown more just on his own accord than Kyle Shanahan. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
We got one more.
You got another one? Okay, good.
We got Rick in Fort Lauderdale. What you got for us?
Good evening, fellas. What's up, TJ? Rob, my brother, how you doing, man?
Man, Rick, what's happening, buddy? How you doing down in Florida?
I'm good, bro. You come down to Florida. I heard you at the 305 hanging out with Jeter before his Hall of Fame induction. You didn't give me a call to be your personal Uber driver. What's going on, man?
Man, I'm the next time I get down there, man, we definitely going to – I'll give you a buzz, man. I just saw Keith in New Orleans, and when I go to Sacramento next week, I'm going to see Sean and Mark up there, two of the callers. I'm going to get some wings
Joe
with them.
Joe Stonecraft is open, Rob. So
Oh, you know.
All right, so listen, I 100% agree with you guys. If his last name wasn't Shanahan, he'd be gone. But I want to go back to something TJ said, and you guys just focus on that last drive when he was the OC for the Falcons. I remember Coach Herm Edwards, before he left the four-letter network to be coach at Arizona State, he talked about that Super Bowl, and he said, you know, at halftime, as Dan Quinn should have pulled Kyle Shanahan to his side and said, Coach, and he should have pointed to the clock, and he said, you see that clock? That's our new best friend. Come second half, your game plan is going to change. We're gonna run the ball. We're gonna throw, you know, quick passes, things that make the clock go.
They,
you know,
only ran
round
the ball four times in the second half.
Thank you,
TJ. So, yes. How crazy is that? Four times, up 28-3.
And that's why they don't have a Super Bowl championship.
I mean, it is,
it's
crazy.
Pretty simple,
right? Absolutely.
Did they not have crazy. They had a fall from grace after that. I mean, they literally. You talking about going downhill?
They went downhill.
They went downhill extremely fast, and they have yet to recover.
You see, that's why the fans in Atlanta, man, jumped around like crazy when the Braves won, because they've been through heartache. That Super Bowl killed people down in Atlanta, crushed them. And that's why they were so thrilled this year that the Braves won the World Series. All right, we've got our man Mike Jones from USA Today. He's coming up next, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Magic City Monday, we now welcome in Mike Jones, who's a USA Today NFL columnist. He was at that debacle last night in Los Angeles. The Titans beat up on the Rams. Mike, welcome to the Odd Couple, buddy.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Man, doing great.
Pretty good.
Let's start there, since you covered that game. I mean, people thought Rams should be able to win that. No Derrick Henry. You know, they were at home. Piece of cake. And instead, Matthew Stafford from Detroit showed up, and the Titans pushed around the Rams. What'd you make of that that game?
Yeah, they definitely got outdone in the physicality department there. You know, Jeffrey Simmons had three sacks himself, defensive tackle. And the Rams came into that game having surrendered a league-low eight sacks in eight games. So, and then they had five in that. So it was pretty pretty eye-opening. I felt like that should be a wake-up call for the Rams, because I think that, you know, like you said, they probably saw a wounded opponent. They had lost their most important player, and maybe they thought they were going to have an easier time. But this is the second time this year that the Rams have lost at home in an opponent that's more physical than them. And Arizona did the same
Hello.
Thing.
Hello.
You know?
No doubt,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's you know, a little bit of concern for them, I would think.
When now you the Titans out-physicaled them up front, that defensive line versus the offensive line. Defensively, the Rams are stout. I'm going to go in another direction with this. OBJ was officially released today.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see him signing? And
TJ wants him to go to the Rams, right? Say it, TJ.
No, I have two teams you should go to.
Okay.
But I believe if he doesn't perform here, he'll play a couple more years in league, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm curious. I really want to hear. I want to hear your team.
Your two teams, and then yeah, Mike, you give us who you think will
okay,
land. Go ahead, TJ.
My team that I thought he would go to was the Las Vegas Raiders. He would be unquestioned their best deep threat, their best route runner, just unquestioned their best receiver. I don't know if that will happen with DeSean Jackson there now, but he would still be their best receiver. And then the Rams, they need a guy that can get down the field. They need a guy that can get down the field.
Well, you know, they have Van Joseph. He's a young guy, and he, you know, they felt good enough about him to let DeSean Jackson go. So when I look at them at their wide receiver position, I'm not so much as concerned. As a team, I would think, like the Seattle Seahawks, I think they need help at wide receiver. I was told that they are very interested. Russell Wilson really wants them to sign. They're doing their homework. They've done a lot, made a lot of calls.
You think Seattle's a playoff team at this point?
Well, I mean, look at that division there, okay? So you have the Cardinals, who are surprising everybody, and they're 8-1. But who else? Look, the Rams, they should be better, but I would not be surprised if we saw three teams be able to come out of this. If the Seahawks, they get Russell Wilson back, and if they can, you know, add another punch with their wide receivers, you have DK Metcalf, you have OBJ and Tyler Lockett. Man, like, they could maybe go on a run. It's not out of the question that you could have three teams now that the playoff field is expanded. You know there's not going to be two teams from the NFC East. You know, the NFC South, you know. I mean, so I think that there's an opportunity there for them to go on a
You know who the head coach
third.
Is in Seattle, correct?
Yeah, I do.
He wants to run the ball. He don't want to air it out. He wants to run the ball.
I think that they're a little bit
except
be a
for
little
when the Super Bowl
balanced,
is on the line, then he wants to right. Throw the ball right.
Yeah,
I love you, Rob.
I couldn't help it. You know, I would have to put that in there. Ain't no way I'm gonna let that go by. Hey, Mike, let me ask you about the Dallas Cowboys and what happened, because that was like a what happened, Lucy. They get Dak back, and instead they got Wack Prescott. I mean, just bad. I think they took Denver for granted, didn't think much of them, and they got their butts kicked. What'd you make of the Cowboys?
You know, this is a really odd year because every single week so far, it's like, oh, man, this team, they're coming off a big win. They could really be Super Bowl contenders. And then that team goes out and lays an egg. I know, I think that you're exactly right that they might have taken the Broncos a little lightly. But look, you're at home. You can't have something like that happen. And I know Dak didn't play last week, but it shouldn't be that rusty. But, you know, again, it's a funny year. We saw Buffalo lose to Jacksonville. That should not have happened, you know. So we see the Cowboys getting beat badly. We know 1 week we'll see the Cincinnati Bengals smack up on the Ravens, and then, you know, and then a couple weeks later they get smacked up on by Cleveland. So there's a lot of kind of just up and down, kind of head scratcher type of losses going on right here in Dallas. You know, they got hit in the mouth. You know, Ezekiel Elliott was a little banged up, you know. And so it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from this one.
Halfway through the season, who's your MVP as where we stand today?
It's Lamar Jackson. I mean, this
no
guy's
doubt.
Got more total yards than, you know, half the teams out there. He has now got three come-from-behind victories of double-digit deficits or more. He was 0-6. When his team trailed by 10 points or more coming into this year. And now he's got three. He's got four total comeback wins. He is top 10 in passing, a monster in rushing. This guy's got injuries all around him. He's got a bunch of guys like me that are at the running back position. He's had, you know, his wide receivers have been hurt. He has got to do more with less, and he is delivering. I think that he is the MVP.
Have any players won MVP two times out of their first 4 years? How many players have done that?
That would be a rare occasion. I would have to look that up.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good question, TJ. Not off the top of my head. That doesn't happen often. No. You might get one, and then, you know, it might be a long time again before you get another one. We want to ask you one last thing. Finish up on Kyle Shanahan. TJ and I just talked about him. And we got it. They got to the Super Bowl. They lost. I think he's lost two Super Bowls by himself with his play calling late in those big games. But this team has now lost 8 straight games at home, 11 of 12 at home. Other than that 1 year, the record is horrible. And yes, there have been injuries in San Francisco, but everybody plays with injuries in the NFL. Right. He was supposed to be this genius, and it just hasn't panned out. It hadn't worked out for him. I think if his last name wasn't Shanahan, he might be fired by now. But where are you on Kyle Shanahan and the job he's done up there?
You know, it is a very – it's confusing. And I know that there are people in that building that are kind of scratching their heads like, man, why does our offense not have the flow? And like you said, yes, they've had injuries. They've had Jimmy G be out for a while. They had George Kittle be out for a while. But, again – look, you saw the Tennessee Titans. They lost Derrick Henry, and they went out there and still got the job done. You saw the Arizona Cardinals. There's no reason in the world that Colt McCoy, seriously, they had Kyler Murray out, DeAndre Hopkins who were out, A.J. Green who was out, and their leading running back. All four of those guys were out, and they still put up 400 yards and 30-plus points. That should not happen, and they're playing San Francisco is playing at home. Kyle definitely has to do some real hard looks at this and figure out why is this offense not clicking better. You know, I know they lost his right-hand man in Mike LaFleur, and now he's the offense coordinator for the Jets. But still, the offense is his baby, you know, and I know that they've got a young defensive coordinator. Something's just off right here, and you never would have thought coming in the season that Kyle could be on the hot seat. I think that he's got a good enough relationship with John Lynch that he would not be, but they definitely, if they don't turn this thing around, they're going to be going into the offseason with a lot of questions, and Kyle's got to try to figure out, okay, what of my my approach to this do I really need to change, because eventually time runs out for everybody.
No doubt. Hey, his name is Mike Jones. Catch his stuff in USA Today, the NFL columnist. Mike, thanks for the knowledge. We appreciate you, my man. Thank you.
All right, thanks for having me. I'll see you guys.
Yep, no
appreciate
doubt.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No doubt. All right. This is for you, TJ. Are the Dallas Cowboys bologna or filet? I'll have the answer for you next. It's the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Did I do that? That's what I usually say at the club. Did I do that? Sorry. It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio coming to you from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh. On a Magic City Monday, putting a bow on it, no doubt. And TJ, let's finish here. Cowboys. We just heard Mike Jones from USA Today, and the Cowboys were one of them. Everybody thought, this is it. The franchise has won 4 playoff games since in 25 years, right? Since the last time. They haven't been to an NFC championship game in 25 years since Jerry Jones took over. Everybody thought, here we go. Look at the Cowboys. This is it. Finally, it's all coming together. And then they laid a stinker against Denver at home. What do you make of them, TJ? Are they baloney or are they filet?
They are not baloney. They are filet. They lost a game. And, you know, the Broncos trade Von Miller. You're like, oh, this is going to be an easy Cowboy victory. The way to – and let's give some credit to that Broncos defense. Vic Fangio has always been a hell of a defensive coordinator. From his time with Harbaugh and the Niners, Chicago, he's a really good defensive coach. The Broncos outplayed the Cowboys yesterday. But I just truly believe Dan Quinn has done a good job with the defense. They're much improved. That offense up until yesterday, it almost looked unstoppable. Like when they went to New England and did what they did, I said, Bill couldn't slow them down? Man, this team is good. They had a little hiccup. I'll say that. They had a hiccup yesterday, but yeah, the Cowboys are not baloney at all.
Yeah, I'm still – the jury's still out. I mean, they got some wins. They got lucky in that game against the Chargers, if you remember that 20-17 win. The Chargers had 2 touchdowns taken off the board, 2 missed field goals. They won, Dallas, but I wasn't that impressed. They beat up on Philadelphia, not a good team. Carolina, not a good team. The Giants, not a good team. And New England, they're better now. Would you say that? New England's better now. But I don't know when they played them, were they as
New
good
England,
as where they are.
New England is going to be a competitive team because of their defense. And they know the limitations of what they can and cannot do offensively. Okay. They're not helping you out.
Then they beat Minnesota. So I'm looking at their schedule, and then they lose to Denver. So for all these wins, they lost to Tampa Bay, which has a winning record, and they beat the Chargers, who have a winning record. Every single and we're New England now. New England's 5-4, so maybe New England too. Okay, so the 3 of their wins came against teams that are over 500. I don't know. The jury's still out. I've seen the Cowboys for years. Everybody makes the proclamations that they're there. They've arrived. Dak is elite. Chris has been singing that song. I don't think he, you know, would say that today after that. I know everybody lays an egg, TJ. I'm not saying everybody's got to be perfect.
Would you not admit,
though?
You
can't have a stinker, but I don't believe in the Cowboys.
Would you not admit the way Dak has played this season, and we'll even include yesterday, which wasn't his best, he's been balling. I mean, he's played better than he's ever played. Like, he's the reason. He's playing well, very well. Offensive line, opening up running lane. Zeke is playing well. Tony Pollard is playing well. But Dak has played well, kind of cooled down from a passing yards perspective because early on they were just throwing the ball, I thought, entirely
too much. Then they realized they could throw the ball, run the ball, and win too. I mean, we saw those.
They have this
right?
balance now. But it's all going to come down. Can that defense make big stops? Micah Parsons right now is the defensive rookie of the year. Trayvon Diggs is, if he can get a few more interceptions, will keep his name in a defensive player of the year. And so they need to stay healthy. I'm not going to say, Dak coming off the calf is the reason they lost yesterday. Broncos just had a good game plan, and they have a great defensive coach. And so – Bologna? No, they might not be filet, but they're somewhere in a steak. Will you give me another steak?
Okay, a cheap steak, a chuck steak.
No, we can't go there.
A chuck steak? No, a New York strip?
Yeah, we'll give them a New York strip. Yeah, we'll give them a New York strip.
Okay, what's your favorite steak? Are you a steak eater or not?
I don't eat a ton of steak, but when I do, actually, my wife made me a ribeye yesterday.
Oh, ribeye with the bone in? Was it bone in?
Yeah. Oh. But Alex, I don't eat a ton I don't eat a ton of steak, Rob. You know
why
how?
Why not?
Because growing up, you know, we couldn't afford steak. And I never forget going to a restaurant, man, Jeff Ruby's in Cincinnati.
Jeff
and then
Ruby,
Mastro's
wow.
out here in Beverly Hills, right? I'd get my steak and how you want it done. I'm like, how I want it done? Burn it.
Right.
I swear. No lie. Burn it. I don't want to see
no blood,
pink at
nothing.
All.
Right.
But I've evolved. I've evolved. Yes. I'm not
You've evolved
burning
as a steak eater. You don't want to burn your steak.
I want it medium, but I
want my medium well, just a little pink in the center.
We in the right? same boat. Yeah.
Just a little pink. I'm good with that, but I don't want it red. I don't want my plate bloody. I'm not eating that. But I love steak. I had two great steaks down in New Orleans. I ate at Emeril's restaurant. Have you ever eaten there in New Orleans?
Yeah, I actually have. I took my daughters play at LSU, so we went out to Emeril's on a trip one time, and we ate there. Yeah. Yes,
very
we have.
Very good. Am I right?
It is pretty good. Yeah, really good.
No doubt. It was delish. But all right, TJ, as always, my man, thank you for filling in. We might need you again, my man.
Yeah,
so we're going to – the prayers go out to Chris.
Scott Shapiro, I know you listen. I'm always available, baby.
Uh-oh. There we go. Making that push.
Scott's probably laughing as he heard me say that, too.
Yeah. He's like, oh, look at this guy hawking for more shows on the air. All good, TJ. Thank you. Appreciate everybody on the Odd Couple crew. It was fun on this Magic City Monday. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.